Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Four on Total Information AM on KMOX with Carol Daniel. I'm Tom Ackerman. Heard first on KMOX, the Festus Airport is closing down for good. Pilots have been told to move their aircraft out of the hangars by mid-September. The airport is privately owned but publicly run. Richard Yocum is a board member. He tells KMOX's Stuart McMillan what Jefferson County will be missing after the airport is gone.
My history is about 5 years ago, when 2016, 2017, when the FAA, when they enacted the unmanned aircraft systems program, licensing for to do commercial drone flying. And that's how I got involved. I've always been aviation enthusiast growing up as an Air Force brat, and I was studying for my license, and a buddy of mine, Jody Moore, who was the president of the airport at the time, said, "Well, you just need to come up to the airport and talk to Paul," and came up, talked to Paul. They talked me into becoming a member, which I did, and eventually opened up the first UAS drone school here in the Midwest.
Right out of Festus.
Out of Festus.
And that'll be going away then?
Yes, that's going away.
So what are you going to do?
Don't know yet. Not a clue.
What's the deal? Why is it closing down after all these years?
I honestly don't know. I don't understand it. I really don't.
Is there a different? Is somebody buying it, or this is not for sale or anything? I haven't seen any signs or anything.
No, we're a CAF, so we are the land is privately owned, but we are a publicly run airport. And from what I understand, CAF is not uncommon. There's quite a few airports that are run by a CAF. So we have a board. Our board members are pilots. They don't have to be. I'm not when I started. And we take care of the airport. We maintain it. We did the sealing of the runway. Any facilities, lighting, whatever we did.
Tell me about your operation here a little bit. So most people, when they think of drones, they think of just little things that take pictures of, like, fireworks and stuff that fly around fireworks. Are yours a little more sophisticated than that?
Just a little bit. A little bit bigger.
Okay. And I assumed they were a little bit more sophisticated than the guy that does it in his backyard.
And there's differences in a hobbyist and someone who's doing it for a reason. Imaging roofs for inspection to cell towers to surveying. A UAS is used across. It's huge. It's really law enforcement, fire use them all the time.
Do you help out law enforcement? And
I have worked with several local police departments and not at just the city local level, but at state level.
What's the economic impact for Festus and the community that could possibly be lost?
It's going to be huge. I think it is. You have a lot of flights coming north, coming south, such as your children's helicopter, Arch helicopter, Medivac, that will use us as a stop for fuel. And that's going to go away. So they either are going to have to, they're going to go further north or south and to get that fuel.
So the fuel that's used here can be used in...
saving lives.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Multiple aircraft, though. It's not just one.
Correct.
Style.
Okay. Just not one type of helicopter. It could be a small aircraft coming in needing fuel.
So would you say losing the Festus Airport, it's like a safety issue?
It could be. It could be. For those folks who are needing a stop to getting the fuel they need to continue, or just a stop where they can rest, is going to be a big impact.
A stop where they can rest. Those words right there make me a little nervous about it closing. Stuart McMillan joins us in studio.
Yeah, it's certainly a safety concern with being a refueling spot for, you know, helicopters that are sending people that are severely injured in wrecks or whatever the case may be. And there's a hospital right next to the airport, of course, Mercy Hospital Jefferson in Crystal City. But there's other concerns as well, economic impacts that could be, a really bad thing for the Festus area. It's also an attraction. You know, you have people jumping out of airplanes nearly every day down there because they want to with the parachute. Let me just add that part.
It's like a 40th birthday thing, 60th birthday thing.
But it's the only place in the whole St. Louis area where you can really do that.
I did not know that.
And I think you could do something up in the Chesterfield Airport. I'm not quite sure about that. But the guys at Festus Airport were telling me that this particular group is having to move to Sullivan, Missouri, because nobody can take them. They also have a drone school. I talked to Mr. Yoakum about that. They teach drone safety and how to fly them and do licenses there. They also teach people how to fly a plane. So you have all of these economic impacts for the area of Festus just going to be gone after October 1st.
Mr. Yoakum seemed pretty distraught, and actually what struck me was he doesn't know, he said.
Yeah, they don't know. He couldn't tell me why the airport was closing down. Now, there could be other things going on. I'm going to keep digging deeper a little bit to see what's going on.
That's an FAA call, is it not?
I think the board is responsible for closing it, and he's on the board and couldn't tell me. So
wow.
We're gonna keep digging into this, see what's going on.
I'm certainly curious where the drone school goes to, that will move to.
A lot more information about that in the future as well.
Thank you, Stuart.
No, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.